Today we're in the forest of Kailanvan, which literally means the forest of enchanting, playful pastimes of Krishna. Here Krishna and the cowherd boys would come. They would jump in the muddy puddles. Sometimes they would grab hold of the tail of a calf and they'd be dragged through the divine dust in this place. Sometimes Krishna and the gopas would take stones and sticks and throw them into the trees, hoping to get some of those ripe fruits in their hands. Krishna and the cowherd boys would wrestle with each other. Sometimes they would joke with each other, and sometimes they would imitate the sounds of the birds and the different creatures of Braja. As Krishna and the cowherd boys performed their playful activities here, sometimes they lost track of time. And it's said that their mothers would come to the forest because, being so absorbed in their divine play, they would forget to come for their lunch, and their mothers would therefore bring the lunch here. Here in Kailanvan, we're remembering the joyful, happy, absorbed, natural and spontaneous practice of spiritual life. Just as Krishna and the cowherd boys were naturally absorbed in their pastimes of love, we pray that our spirituality can become as natural as that. The practice of Krishna consciousness is not just about rules and regulations and rituals. The practice of spirituality is not just about duty and determination. But the practice of spiritual life is entirely natural, entirely spontaneous. Every day should be a festival, every moment a natural outpouring of one's genuine love for what they're doing. And so here we're praying that may that natural devotion manifest within us. The great Saint Rupa Goswami prays. He says, just as the minds of young girls are naturally attracted towards young boys, and just as the minds of young boys are naturally attracted towards the young girls, mano bhi ramate tadvan, mano me ramatam tvai. May my mind be attracted towards you, Krishna, in as natural a way as that.